Yeah, okay, thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming so early this morning. So I am David Gariou, and I will talk about checkpointing in a real-time operating system. I have to thank my company, the company for which I work, which is called Smile, because they did fund part of this prototype. And my former colleagues from the National French National Center for Scientific Research, who I am still in touch with. So, what is the context of the project? We have so many connected objects, and we have so many connected objects. I don't know if you saw the guy, the French guy in the last CES, who came with a proposal of a connected potato. We sell in the world, we sell 2,000 billion potatoes a year. So it's a big market to have a connected potato who sends stupid messages all the year. That was a funny part of the CS. So we will have maybe a lot of raw data going to the cloud, and of course many, so much data unusable in the cloud. So the context of our work was, of course, the fun, because when you start a project, you want to have fun to the project. But a part of the fun, we tried to find some useful use case. And why not trying to decrease the environmental cost of connected objects, and trying to make the maintenance cost of object lower. So for that, we need to avoid transmission of too much data, and we wanted to provide a platform on which you could make some a kind of edge computing, so a kind of computing, intelligent computing, so that you don't send too much data on the cloud, and a platform, a low power platform on which you can make some computing. For that, we have some constraints. The first constraint is that on the embedded system that we target, you don't have any battery. So you need some things to keep things going, and we need a non-volatile RAM and a capacitor. Here, a supercapacitor. And we focus on embedded systems with quite not heavy application, but with complex application. So here is a graph of our position in the world of all embedded system. We don't address bare metal systems, even if they are usually low power systems. We don't, of course, don't address Linux-based systems because they are too much overpowered and they need a lot of power for their applications. But we focus on systems with an OS. So we have here about a few kilobytes of RAM and a few hundred of kilobytes of static storage, so flash or anything else. And when we are here in the galaxy of Linux-based systems, this is a minimum, a few tens of megabytes. The main concern of our project is energy. We have to estimate, not in real time, but periodically, the remaining energy for our system to make the compute. As far as our system as far as we have a capacitor on our system, we choose to read periodically the voltage at the terminals of the supercapacitor. Why do we do that? Because there is a relation between the energy in the supercapacitor and the voltage at the terminal of the capacitor. In the embedded system, we have the MCU, all the peripherals of all of different modules which are consuming energy. So if you want to estimate the remaining energy in the system, we shall estimate the real-time consumption of the energy in each module of the embedded system. For that, we could estimate a global dropping voltage slope for each module, and why not estimate a global dropping voltage slope for the overall embedded system. And we are sure that this estimation will need to be re-evaluated periodically. So we'll have to read the voltage at the terminals of the supercapacitor. When we have estimated the remaining energy in the system, we must predict the time, the lasting time corresponding to this energy. I will show you on the next slide. This will be better. Okay, so if we can have the estimated remaining energy in the supercapacitor, we can, and if we can, if we are able to estimate a kind of a slope of the dropping voltage, which will be here the blue line, which will appear in the next slide. In the red line, this is the real behavior of the voltage at the terminals of the supercapacitor. So the voltage evaluates when the system is powered or not powered. So the first estimation, a kind of estimation, we must have an estimation which is realistic. So we must be sure that the computing that we are starting will complete. So we must not overestimate the remaining energy. So Vmin is the voltage at which under which the system is off. Vmax is the maximum voltage at the supercapacitor. And here we don't know what will go on in the system. So we must checkpoint some data before reaching this VCP. So over the time, we can estimate the remaining energy. So over the time, that's here. So two seconds, 4 seconds, maybe. And we can adjust our system. For that, we are using a real-time OS, which has been developed in France. This is a real-time system which was not targeted for such systems, but as far as it is modular and portable and so light, we chose to use it. This is an OS with a GPL V2, and we have another license, an industrialized license. Because the OS is used by Dassault System and used in automotive industry by Volvo. And the first target of the OS was to conform to automotive standards, which are OSEC VDX and AUTOSAR OS. I will not explain what those standards are, because we need two or three days. The OS is targeted to the first target was PowerPC, and we have many targets, AVR, ARM Cortex M and Cortex A, and the last one is the MSP 430. We also have a POSIX port. And we have this OS supports multi-core architecture. A few insights for this project. It's important for us because we are only at that day four contributing and maintaining the project, so we need some people, and we are not well organized, of course. But I hope that in the next weeks or months, we'll be able to evolve. The history of the US. There is a big step in 2010 because this was the first cell of the OS for Volvo. And and that's it. So I will leave the few slides because I will need so much time. This is a traditional OS, so this is a static OS for embedded system. Nothing is dynamic. A kind of architecture. All the slides will be available in Panta, and the configuration of this thing is that there is a nice thing because you can configure periodical task so easily. This is just one line, the fourth line auto start. This is a periodical start which is a periodical task which raises every 100 milliseconds. And I will terminate the talk with the last part of the talk and with the prototype, with the targeted prototype. We have at that moment two boards based on MSP 430. And those are the launch pads. The port is still in progress. We need 1 or 2 weeks to finish the port, and we need to better embed it in Trampoline. We had some new services which are important for the prototype. The first one, Hibernate, is a service which checkpoint some data at a point, and Restart OS is the service which is called when we're restarting the board with an already available environment. The MSP 430, I guess that you all know the microcontroller. this one is equipped, the board, not the MCU, but this launchpad is equipped with 0.022 farad supercapacitor, and it works. It was at least 10 minutes with a simple periodicity task with a blinking LED. This is I will have to be more precise with that. This is the board. The upper part is the debugger part, and the supercapacitor is here. I have the board with me, so if you want to see it, I can show you. And this is the description of the memory mapping of the MCU, and the important information here is that is the scheme of the checkpointing of a part of the RAM when we reach the VCP level, and we are checking. Of datas, it seemed to be simple to checkpoint, but this is not as simple as it is, because we must be clever when we save datas so that the OS starts in a consistent state, because we have some system stack that we must not checkpoint. If we checkpoint a system stack, we will crash at the next restart.
Okay, we have 1 minute left.
Yes, okay. And the status of the work is that we are not estimating at that moment the remaining energy. This is the part of the future work. For the moment, we periodically read the voltage. And we have a lot of things to do, implement the strategy for operating time estimation, and we must think in a different way for the system. We must think in the way that the system is normally off, and from time to time it does some things. So by estimating the remaining energy can be done as well when estimating all the modules consumption, a kind of worst case voltage drop for each module. Everything is free access on this GitHub. The documentation for the port is available in documentation manual MSP 430 if you want to check. And the branch checkpointing is not the master branch, but this is a working branch. So for the moment on this working branch, things are in progress. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Yeah, while the next speaker is setting up, we can take a question. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you.
I get it more.